It is time for us to bring in Pat Pagano and say, how was your weekend, Pat?
Well, we'll get to that in a second, but first of all, how are you feeling?
Well, you know, today's the first day that I'm really feeling. My knee is getting is better all the time. The real benefits for the knee won't show up for till about another 2.5 weeks when they'll start to show up then. But I still am walking much better. I'm, like I said, using crutches and I walk regular. The only place I have to really be very careful is going downhill still, because that's the only thing that I have to be careful with right now. But the swelling is almost completely gone. So the side effects for me came with what your body does with between the painkillers and anesthesia. I had a really rough Friday night, Saturday, and first part of Sunday. But finally, my body as settling down, because just imagine, you had stem cells taken out, you had stem cells put in, you had major anesthesia once, then you had other painkillers that were given to you for the 3 days. So my body was back and forth, but so that settled down. So actually doing pretty good, Pat. Can't complain.
Great. Glad to hear that. And the weather not bad. You know, it'll be less humid today, but hot. Partly sunny, getting to 90 degrees. Clear tonight, 60 to 65. Sun and clouds, 85 to 90 Tuesday. Tuesday night, there could be a thunderstorm with another front coming in from the north. That'll go to our south. Maybe an isolated shower thunderstorm on Wednesday, but not bad. 80 degrees. Then Thursday, we have a couple of fronts bearing down on us. So showers and thunderstorms will develop Thursday, 80. But behind those two fronts, things will begin to clear out Friday, and there'll be a refreshing breeze coming in. And that will take us into the very last day of July, Saturday, in beautiful shape. I think Saturday is going to be really nice. Sunshine, low humidity, temperatures probably somewhere between 75 and 80 degrees. Then that would be, of course, the last day of July. Kind of happy about that. It really doesn't affect me either way or at all. Because we're showing our movie that we did last year at the lake this coming Saturday, but it's indoors. I'm doing it indoors. I wasn't taking any chances. But at least, let's put it this way. We're up at the lake. There's no electricity. So, I mean, we're using the generator. If worse come to worse, and it was a very hot one, we'd have to put fans in all the windows up at the studio there. But I don't think that's going to be necessary, so I'm happy about that. Weekend.
How many people can the studio hold?
I didn't figure that out, but right now we have 19. Okay. 19 people coming. And I will make sure that, you know, for instance, couples, I will put the two chairs together, but then separate them. I will separate the chairs with small tables, so that they could put their food and drinks on. So they will be separated. I was thinking about taking their temperature. I don't think that's necessary. Most of the people that I know are coming have all been vaccinated, so that's a good thing too. But I'm being very, very careful about that. They're going to have a picnic early August. I'm very, very leery about that. I mean, even though it's outside, I'm still leery about it. I'll probably buy my ticket. I'll probably go there, get the food and drinks, and then go to the studio and work there during the day. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm going to do. But here, if any of our listeners are listening to us either on Facebook or, you know, on the radio, you may be able to share some advice here. But I mean, I've been up at that lake for 47 years. I got there Saturday. Now, I haven't been there for 5 or 6 weeks. Keep in mind, folks, that we use a 100-pound propane tank to power our stove, refrigerator, and gas lights. So I always keep a couple of windows open. But we haven't been there in 5 or 6 weeks, so when I entered the cabin, there was a very strong odor of propane gas. And I kind of figured, because it was closed up for 6 weeks. So I opened up all the windows, and now it's a couple hours later, still very strong. So I said, it's possible that maybe the propane gas tank is too low, and because it gives off an odor when it's too low. And it was low. It was down at around 28% capacity. Okay, so we decided to shut the tank off completely. And then my friend David and I went to the studio. We worked at the studio most of the afternoon. Came back, and the smell was gone. So we pulled the refrigerator out, checked the connections in the back. It all looked good. We turned the gas back on. We lit the refrigerator. We lit the two pilot lights on the gas stove. Everything was fine Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. Sunday, the smell was back. So the one thing we did not do is just turn off the refrigerator and leave the propane gas tank on, because it could be the refrigerator, which is 20 years old, and not a leak. So I'm calling the propane company today, and I think my friend David has the key, but I think they're going to have to, if this is not the, you know, if it is the refrigerator, I'm going to have to shut all the gas off and get the refrigerator out of there and buy a new one. And propane refrigerators start at $1,700.
Yeah, not cheap. Well, you're smart to get the company up there, because they'll find out where the leak is. They'll find out.
If there is a leak.
There probably is a leak. There probably is someplace. There probably is someplace. Or a loose connection or whatever. But you know what? You'll find out. And if you have to spend $1,700, well, c'est la vie, isn't it?
Yeah, there's nothing I could do. Plus, a couple of leaks in the roof. So I may have to replace the roof, you know, the shingles. That's number two. And then the third bomb of the weekend is my very, very dear close friend, Helen, was up. And she told me yesterday morning at breakfast that she was diagnosed with leukemia. But they said it's chronic leukemia, which is very slow progressing. And at this point right now, they didn't feel it to be too great a threat. They just said she has to go for a test and check it out every 6 months.
Now, how old is she?
Helen's 72.
When you say this, Eric, I go back to my mom when she was 72, 73. Her doctor told her that she had that, okay?
Yeah.
But he also looked at her and said, your heart's going to kill you before this does.
And that's what happened?
My mother lived to be 82, and she passed away because, well, she had a hip replacement, and then it all went bad at that point. So, but yeah, the leukemia did not get her. No.
Not really. Yeah. Okay, thank you for that. Yeah. So anyhow, that was pretty much my weekend. However, on a good note, folks, David and I were able to make a nice big shelf above the garage door in the studio. The studio has a garage door. And we stored all of the light sets, light, L-I-G-H-T, the sets that were light enough to get stored up there. They're panels, 4x8 panels. We stored that all up there. I finished cleaning out the loft, got rid of a lot of junk there. And basically everything I set out to do with the studio, I accomplished over the weekend.
That's good. Now, I found a movie yesterday that came out in 2017. Yeah. I don't know where I've been, but it stars Sam Elliott. And I'm a big Sam Elliott fan.
I like Sam Elliott.
It's called The Hero.
Okay.
Write it down, and when you get a chance, watch it. It's just a real nice movie to watch.
Really?
Yeah. Really nice. I can't believe it. You know, it's the great thing about streaming services. You find these things, and it's been out 4 years. It's got some humor in it. It's got sadness in it. It's got family problems. It's a nice movie to watch. Sam Elliott and The Hero.
The Hero, okay. That's on Netflix, you said?
I forget where I saw it. I think it was on Amazon.
Okay.
But if just do a search for it on your Fire Stick.
Okay.
And it'll pop right up.
It'll pop up. Okay, great. Yeah. I'll look forward to doing that. And pretty much that is it, folks. A typical late July. Just think about it, Marshall. This is the hottest part of the summer season right now, late July, early August. And once we get past the first week in August, the average daily temperatures begin to drop.
Well, the summer just, It's been a strange summer. You know, it really has been.
Yeah.
But Canaan Railroad Day is extended by this Friday and Saturday, and they had a great weekend this weekend. And those thunderstorms that might have come our way yesterday stayed way to the south and way to the north.
Yeah, we had rain up there Saturday night, late after midnight, in northwest New Jersey. We had about a third of an inch.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No thunder or lightning. That was about it.
Yeah, we had late rain on us, but other than that, the storms just appeared to go to the north and go to the south. So we had a good weekend weather-wise.
Well, actually, that's great.
I spent about 35, 40 minutes out on the back porch, but other than that, I spent most of it in bed.
Well, but still, I mean, you sound great. You sound in great spirits, and I think things are going well there.
They are, and who knows? Maybe one day this week the soreness will go away on that right side where they did the injection of the bone, and that swelling will go down enough I can actually test my $1,600 brace out.
There you go. There you go. Okay, great.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good day, and I'll check with you mañana.
All right, sounds good, Marshall. You take care.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast. Right now, 71 degrees and still humid. In our tri-state region.